Are there people in your life that regularly cause you to feel bad about yourself? Most of us care about what others think of us, and knowing that someone doesn't like or approve of the judgments we've made or how we look can be hurtful. And when we're being judged by someone whose approval we crave, such as a parent, spouse, teacher, or boss, criticism can cause intense distress and damage self-esteem. Harsh or relentless criticism from people who love us, often clothed as caring advice or helpful prodding, can be particularly toxic. First, it's helpful to realize it's one thing to feel bad that someone doesn't approve of us. It's quite another to allow their disapproval to shape our self-image. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." I think she was absolutely right. Negative comments about our lives are simply opinions. They're not facts. How we feel, however, is a fact, and an important one at that. So it's rational and healthy to nurture relationships that bring out the best in us and cut off or distance ourselves from people who bring us down. There are, however, two strategies worth trying before you limit or eliminate contact with someone you care about. First, try to fix the relationship. Respectfully confront the negative influences in your life. Don't attack them for hurting you. Just explain how you feel when they criticize you and see if they care enough about you to modify their conduct. If that doesn't work, build immunity to their negativity. Just think of the hurtful comments of your incorrigible critic as irrational ravings. This is Michael Josephson reminding you that character counts.